Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this was maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. And log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a little over a month to go until Thanksgiving, Dr. Anthony Fauci has cautioned families that gathering for the holiday could be canceled this year. Fauci saying it's a risk when you have people coming from out of town gathering together in an indoor setting. Dr. Fauci on CBS's 60 Minutes says he's not a fan of locking down the country because
the country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy.
George Daniels, the president of Daniels Manufacturing in Orlando, Florida, sent out a letter to his employees saying permanent layoffs could happen if Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden beats President Trump in the November election. Employees at the company reacting to the letter differently, some saying they will vote for the president, others saying it went too far. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be open up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. President Trump's daughter-in-law says the president wasn't doing anything to provoke people to be hostile towards Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
He wasn't doing anything, I don't think, to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun.
Laura Trump's comments there on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democratic Governor Whitmer has accused the president of stoking fear in her state Worth noting, the men arrested in the kidnapping plot against Whitmer were anti-government activists and were no fans of the president, as they posted on their social media channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, all hands on deck. We the people. This is a we the people type of government, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got the government that we deserve. It's the one we keep electing. If you want to do something different, that is up to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton announced today, says, Biden corruption scandal confirmed, thanks to a laptop. He says, investigate big tech for unprecedented and lying censorship. I mean, Twitter's Jack Dempsey, the other social media giant, Facebook. They've got some explaining to do here, and we might be on the eve of the elimination of that special sweet deal that the social media giants have had, and how they've been able to squash, the conservative voices. With us right now is Phil Hotzenpiller. Pastor Phil is a senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Of course, in California alone, Judicial Watch, Phil was able to discover something like at least 3 million names on their voter registry that needed to be eliminated. The election board there says, maybe agree with maybe 1.5 million, but they still never removed them. So all these things that are happening right now, mail-in voting, the clear, fudging by some of these elected boards, in California is just a case in point. I think Judicial Watch also found another 1.8 names that should not be in the voter rolls in various other cities as well, and states. I mean, this is all so dangerous, and we're being set up in such a way, Phil, that we're you thought maybe you didn't have confidence in the 2016 election. I mean, they are raising the ire and depositing into the bloodstream of the voter politic this sense of fraud, going on with this election that's underway.
Well, this reminds me of a seventh grade food fight where we don't really know what's going on or what's going to hit us next. Mm-hmm. Seems like every day is a new event. Just to tell you, on solicited ballots, not the unsolicited, solicited ballots, I have two friends who received two ballots. They haven't moved. They've lived in the same house, one 10 years, one 14 years, and yet they're getting double ballots. Now, they vote Republican, so it's not some kind of a Democratic conspiracy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it shows you how wrecked the system really, really is, and how dangerous this is for, the election of a free world. I mean, right. It sounds like something that's coming out of a bad movie that was made in a third world country.
Exactly. Well, we have states that have been doing this for decades. I mean, they've got it down. They've got a minimal problems. We're not hearing from them. I think Washington is one of those. But they even said, look, it took them 10 years, you know, to really feel like they got a handle on it. And all of a sudden now, because of the age of COVID, we're just jumping the shark on this thing. And you're, you know, logistically, you're not ready to perform. I mean, on a dime, the Democrats are saying, hey, we need to do this. And if we don't, and, you know, forget about any kind of problem that this could create in terms of voter fraud. I mean, already in California, and I understand that, you know, I think half of the states now in the union accept ballot harvesting. So, you know, as I said early on, look at if that's the rules to play, then Republicans about to make sure that, you know, they've got truckloads of ballots that they've harvested as well.
Well, and you know, the governor's come out with this brilliant, yet another brilliant moment in the life of the governor of California. Saying that, yeah, you can ballot harvest, but you can't do it at churches or gun shops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting kind of a combination, isn't it?
It
sounds a lot like First and Second Amendment. You know, let's go ahead and squelch that because we don't like those two amendments. So I'm going to find some ways around it the best way I can. If I want to, you know, the governor further said, you know, when you go out to restaurants, you should leave your mask on and only take it off between bites. You know, I don't know what this guy's smoking, but it's not good. That's all I can say.
Well, I don't want to see his mask. I don't want to see the inside of his mask, by the way. Because you got to know all kinds of food particles are sitting inside his mask. But, of course, I'm sure probably there's some sort of governor exemption because that's the way the Pelosi family rolls, don't they?
Well, you know, it's interesting that his vineyard up in Napa stayed open when he closed all the others. I don't know how that works, but they've got just a special grace, I suppose, that's given to the tyrant of the day. So we are living in it and through it and ignoring as much as we possibly can of his dictates. It kind of reminds me of of the child king who comes to power, and everybody knows he's the king, but he doesn't have the maturity to reign, and so he throws temper tantrums while the queen mother tries to bridge the gap in the whole world. Of course, the queen mother is Pelosi, and she's akin to her other neighbor, the Wicked Witch of the West. So we're in the wild, wild west, my brother, for sure.
Well, without a doubt. Well, we got Assemblyman Kevin Kiley that we're interviewing, and he shares some rather insightful stuff. I mean, he's kind of almost a lone, you know, conservative assemblyman there in the California State Legislature. And he is suing the governor for something like 400 executive orders. And that case is going to be coming up, I believe, this week to, you know, make sure that Governor Newsom, you know, he needs to have his wings clipped. I mean, he's just as overstepped. And, you know, you talk about, this theocratic or not even theocratic, but just autocratic response in terms of the governorship. And it's interesting because it's the Democrats that are claiming that that Donald Trump is autocratic. And time and again, you see that it's the Democrats' policies that are moving that way.
Oh, indeed. And I think if I got the numbers right, so don't quote me on this, I believe there are 40 seats in California government, and only 14 are held by Republicans. So you've got not a majority, a supermajority, you've got a gigantic majority.
Yeah, exactly.
And five of those seats are actually could be lost in this election. So you can imagine 9 Republicans. Well, that's not healthy. You know,
no,
that's not what we're not a one party nation. We wouldn't want that, honestly.
But Phil, but that's what they're doing. That's what they want, though. They want a one party nation. I mean, with the things that Joe Biden and AOC and the left, the progressive left, are promoting, and of course, you know, buttressed by the propaganda cabal of the mainstream media. It's no wonder the people are getting weary over this deal.
Yeah, and I think it's really fun to see how Drudge has self-exploded when it decided it didn't like Trump and going to go another way. And I think he's lost about half of the followers on that one. I don't even want to.
Nobody goes to it anymore. No, they've gone to other alternatives. And, of course, now you've got some rhino Republicans that are seeing their seats being threatened. It's not going to be an easy win for them. And instead of standing on principle and promoting, constitutional principles, they're abandoning ship and just saying, well, you know, Trump is bad for America. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's interesting because you really see the true heart of a politician when they're no longer on principles or platform. It's all about them and how do I stay in my office and keep my cool spot.
Well, Phil, it's an abandonment of, it's one thing to abandon principles, but another thing to abandon character. Well, what does that say about your character?
Well, I think it was just finally uncovered.
We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Phil Hodson-Piller after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, the values and service exist in the hearts of men, and that's one thing that, you know, conservatives, people of faith, cannot grow weary in doing good. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil is the founder and president of American Faith, happens to also be the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, the other day in my devotion time, in looking at what was going on and seeing how this system is rigged, all the heavy propaganda, in-kind advertising, you could say, that has been given to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, and just how the numbers are increasing that seem to favor, you know, Joe Biden. I mean, running away with this thing, you know, 10, 12 points, giving people the feeling that I think even from both sides that, you know, why should we vote? It's a fait accompli. And, of course, some of them felt the same way in 2016. But as I was talking with my friend Stephen Strang from Charisma Magazine, we were talking about his new book about Donald Trump and the 2020 elections and how God has been using Donald Trump again. I shared with him something that I felt like God was showing me, that maybe November 3rd, if you can imagine this, November 3rd is America's version of Mount Carmel. Because the Democrats have turned their back on God, clearly, took God out of their platform, and they don't want to talk about God anymore, because the God of the Democratic Party is the bureaucracy, is the government, like any other communist party. That's the exchange that has taken place. And what I saw that could happen, which could be awesome, is that November the 3rd is that day at Mount Carmel where, you know, we say, okay, bring your God to the party. We'll bring our God to the party. And let's see what happens. In light of everything that you said that you've got in the bag, we're going to have a bail-off. We're going to have your God against our God. And I believe what is going to come out of that is the voice of God and the obvious hand of God in such a way that's so undeniable, it's almost like you want to hear echoing from heaven, can you hear me now?
That's good. I like that. It's a good perspective on it. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, do or don't. I mean, it's a God moment. And
yes.
How do you interpret a God moment? And it's easier after the event and go, well, you know, now we know what God was up to. But prior to it and looking at it going, there needs to be a showdown on the things that matter, Bill, because that's what's happened is, I think too many times, how many times have you thought this or heard this? Well, that's a big problem, but somebody smarter than me or in the right place is going to take care of that. And those days are gone.
Yeah, exactly.
If every citizen doesn't rise up and do something, then there's going to be nothing left by the time we're done.
I know people say, well, when are we going to have a revival? I say, go be a revival of one, okay? Just go be a revival of one. This is about, you know, this is what this country was founded on. It was founded on self-responsibility. And so as much as it would count on you and your house, let it be you to start this revival. I mean, you know, you and I talked at length about the return and what Franklin Graham had done, the prayer walk there in D.C., and my conversation recently with Jonathan Connor, it was the same thing. Jonathan, we can't let this go. We have to keep the idea of the return, turning back to God and igniting, you know, a spirit of repentance, because repentance must happen before revival. And, you know, it's been on my heart continuously, Phil, that we need to keep the embers of what was ignited on that Saturday of October the 26th, that return date. We need to keep those embers burning.
Oh, exactly. And I think, you know, the message is so clear, so obvious that we move beyond it and we get ourselves positioned to maneuver politically, or we try to worry about it. We try to convince somebody, but ultimately you're right. This is a spiritual issue and it will be at the heart, because God loves to see a repentant heart. God loves to see humility where we say, God, we can't, will you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be the cry of every Christian. We can't, but will you?
Yes.
change our land? Will you bring renewal? Will you bring revival? Will you bring, we're going to bring repentance. Will you bring the other stuff for us? Because exactly. He needs you more than ever.
Yeah. How do you handle?
God loves desperate people. He loves desperate people. They just long for him.
Yeah, because we realize that it's beyond us, that we're incapable of solving the problems that we've created as a result of turning our back on God. And the only way those problems can be solved is by turning back to God. And because when you, just as you started to elicit here, Phil, when you start to enumerate the major issues that we're dealing with, I mean, right now we got our kids, you know, they don't even know if they're male or female anymore. I mean, Maisie Hirono the other day, I mean, somehow we can't even talk about sexual preference, and no sooner does she make that statement, I mean, Webster comes out with a revision that you can't say sexual preference, that you're insulting people, and we've got by in some universities in California 63 versions of gender. I mean, how do we fix that within, you know, the common understanding of the citizens of this country or the citizens of the world? I don't think we have the capacity to do it.
Well, you know, it is classic Romans chapter 1. You know, because they denied their God, because they suppressed truth and unrighteousness, you see these the evidence of God giving him up to a base mind.
Yes.
A mind that can't function and that can't logically work. And that's really what I think is happening. I think it is a judgment of the base mind of the last days. It's described in Romans chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, look what's being exposed right now. And it's been around for a long time, but it seems to really be coming out. For some reason, I sense it's coming to the head. Just for example, human trafficking, pedophilia, in and amongst officials of government, people of the church, and I'm not talking people in the pew, I'm talking pastors, priests, I mean, bigger than what the Catholic Church has been exposed. I mean, this thing has run rampant. I mean, just in one little minor issue and offense to God, this is all being, you know, the shroud is being pulled back in a major way, and realizing our society is really messed up. And just as you said, exactly, we've turned our back on God. God says, okay, have it your way. Go ahead.
Well, this is classic Pandora out of Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. You know, she should have left. You know, she was tricked, and the fire god had stolen the fire from heaven, and it was supposed to stay in the jar, and it didn't stay in the jar. And next thing you know, it's unleashed. This evil is released on the world instead of blessings on the world. And when you, it's hard to get the genie back in the bottle once the genie's out. It's hard to get evil like has been released in our land back into the container. And and barring a supernatural intervention of God, there's not going to be any revival or any coming back to God that I can see, or the restoration of a nation.
Right. Well, it's not only hard, it's impossible. Human strength cannot deal with the supernatural. We need God in the middle of this. This is what the return was all about, the prayer march from Franklin Graham, you know, the prayer wall that you and Tammy and other pastors across the country have been promoting, is that, look, we've got to get on our knees, our face. We have got to be prostrate before a holy and awesome God and say, God, we've really messed this up, and we need you in the middle of this. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be in, I mean, it would be awesome if it happened in a big arena with hundreds of thousands of people. But right now, all it takes is one, you know, one person at home, just coming before God and saying, God, look at, I've messed this up. You know, what can we do? You know, we repent of our sins. We need you. And this is where we are right now. I mean, forget about the elections. I think the election will be a manifestation of, the reconnectivity of God. One way or another, either we will reconnect and have another shot, kind of a Nineveh moment, as I've been talking about what happened to the nation of Nineveh, or, we will go headlong into judgment, Phil. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And we are at a turning point unlike any other, I think, in American history. The closest one I can think of is prior to us becoming a nation in revolution. Other than that, I think it's that the stakes are that big on this election.
Well, Phil, forgive me. We'll talk about seven stages of an empire next week. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
Mortgage rates are
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this year, families are spending a lot of time together at home, but with all that wonderful quality time comes a downside, right? Well, there's more to clean up. Yeah, at the end of the day, no one wants to face a sink full of dirty dishes and cluttered countertops, right? Now that school is back in session and there's even less free time, everyone needs to pitch in with the household chores. Well, lifestyle expert, yes, the infamous and TV correspondent Amy Goodman joins us, and she's got some great tips, okay, for kitchen cleanup closure, including effective tips and do-it-yourself hacks that involve the whole family. And we're going to talk about table settings, post-meal cleanup, make your own kitchen countertop and faucet cleaner, and an all-purpose general cleaner, too, that you'll want to hear about as well. Amy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for such an incredible intro.
Well, hey, look at just for you. I want you to know, because you're so doggone important. And, of course, people take, kitchens and, a lot of people, they love the cooking experience. But then comes, after dinner and everything is cleanup. That's why, I'm the kind of person, I cook and clean at the same time. It drives my wife nuts. But it's just, that's just the way, because I don't want to deal with a bunch of dishes after eating dinner, Is that bad?
You are just, no, it's amazing. You're just like my husband. I wish I was more like both of you, actually. And it just seems like with everybody home, we're all kind of living in our kitchens. And with that comes really long to-do lists that never quite seem to get done. Thankfully, I have the blessing of my kiddos to help me with some household chores. And they're stepping up everything from setting the hit places, for dinner and then cleaning the dishes and putting them in the dishwasher to also, of course, helping me generally keep the kitchen clean. Now, one of my favorites is to make your own all-purpose cleaner. You can do so with a spray bottle. This will help with all the spills and messes. And you just simply fill it with one part distilled white vinegar and one part water. And you can use this to clean nearly anything from the kitchen countertop to shining up your appliances and even your windows.
Don't you love white vinegar? There's just something, that is like the magic ingredient. It's incredible.
It really is. It's so great for cleaning. It's great for softening water, and you can use it even like a softener in your laundry. And then, lemons also are very multi-purpose, so I love to take half a lemon, dip it in baking soda, and then use that to actually wipe down the hardware in my kitchen, such as the faucets and the handles. And then you simply run it over that with another kind of damp cloth in order to sweep up any last residue.
So save those lemons. Don't just throw them in the trash can. There still is life after you've squeezed them once or twice on maybe your fish or other things. But that's great. Amy, one of the things I'm hearing a lot of from people during this COVID time that we've been going through is that it's causing, family members to come together and step up and realize that, we can all participate. And it seems that with those families that get more participation, from the kids, the husband unit, all that good thing, that they seem to be, very satisfied and fulfilled in this whole experience. As the fact of the matter is we're all in this together, aren't we?
We are. We all need to step up and help each other with our own strengths, I think. And I love that the kids are pitching in more. And as part of just more of the daily routine, to take a little bit less of the dishes off of me, for example, because I'm not great with dishes and I tend to fall behind. And my family has been great in supporting me in that. But I would say that every night I will find 5 to 6 dish stragglers, as I call them, left over in the sink, and I need to then hand wash those. So that's never fun when it's really late at night and you're by yourself in the kitchen.
Right,
so
exactly.
I've actually discovered something that helps me even further, not only the additional manpower from the family, but also this new large capacity third rack dishwasher from Whirlpool brand. And why it's so great, why it's such a game changer for me and my family, is that it has more capacity within in which to load extra dirty dishes and also adjustable racks so that we can load more and run it less often. So that's also kind of huge, too, in terms of, appliance bills to actually run it less often. And so now I'm going to give you a little tour, as best I can, through the radio, of what this amazing dishwasher has in terms of functionality.
You see, the beauty of radio, Amy, the beauty of radio is we get to exercise the theater of the mind, the imaginations of our listeners, and they love this. So go ahead.
Oh, I love that, actually, as a creative myself. So for the third top rack, you can put bowls and mugs, which is amazing, because it actually frees up space in other parts of the dishwasher. And then the second rack is actually adjustable with a simple click on either side, and it just moves a little up or a little down depending on whether you need space for larger items or taller items, such as a glass blender jar, which I have on the very, very bottom. And then on the bottom rack, my favorite feature is a flexible 3-piece silverware basket. And what this is great for is if you have more dishes than you have silverware, you can literally pop off a section of the basket and then create more space in which to
Wow. These guys figured this out. They know what they're doing, don't they?
They do. I think that with being so long in the business and such a trusted brand by yes. Americans, that they are constantly changing the efficiency of their appliances to really suit the customer. And this one is a home run.
Well, we're talking with lifestyle expert Amy Goodman. Amy, you know, we talked about the kids, and we also mentioned that, you know, getting the kids involved is such a good thing. Like even, you know, basics like table settings, right?
Yes. And one of my favorite things that I've done this, what shall we call it, special season, is I've made them, they also love to bake, supervised, of course. And so we made like a baking basket in which we placed all the items that they need for baking that they usually drag out one by one. So baking soda, salt, baking powder, chocolate chips, flour, sugar, like those kind of basic staples. So then whenever they feel like baking, they can just pull out the basket rather than leave a little Hansel and Gretel trail of sugar between my kitchen and the pantry.
Yes.
I want to encourage them to bake, but at the same time, it can be quite the cleanup. And you know, and I should really follow suit with your own personal habit of cleaning right after while you're baking. I mean, those cookies have to have some time in the oven, right?
During exactly.
They should be wiping down countertops, putting the sugar, the cap on the sugar, and things like that.
Exactly. That way you're just cleaning up, you know, sugar, powder, and not ants. Because the ants, it's amazing how quickly they appear. What is it about ants?
I have to be honest in that I had a little bout with the sugar ants at the end of summer. We have since taken care of that, but I feel like they sense that I'm cooking more.
They're stalking. They're stalking you. You got stalking ants is what you've got there, Amy.
Well, apparently the cooking's been good over here. So I'll take it as the highest compliment from nature.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, of all of a sudden you got these fat little ants running around, you know, it's all good, you know, so that's great. You know, in talking about the post-meal cleanup, a great bit of advice, and this worked out well in our household, too. And the kids, you know, they agreed and kind of moved along with it. I mean, we didn't get too much fussing on it. It was a real simple deal. You know, just at the end of your meal, you know, put your plate in the dishwasher or sink immediately after meals, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. And actually, last night, I had made this dishwasher before me very nice and organized. And my family started, as their habit is now, to put their individual dish, silverware, cup into the dishwasher. This may have been the only time that I stopped them and said, no, I have it beautifully arranged inside just for tomorrow. And so we did some hand washing of dishes last night. But that was the only time we broke that golden rule of being responsible for our own plates and place masks and wiping down. We take turns wiping down our table so that it looks really presentable before the next meal. And honestly, these spaces are very interchangeable. So my home students are using what would normally be a kitchen table for study space. Husband is using it for accounting and doing some business on his computer. So as our kitchen becomes our whole life,
yes.
We need to make sure that's in tip-top shape. You can find more cleaning tips and more about this particular dishwasher at whirlpool.com as well.
Amy Goodman, nationally recognized media maven, as they say, and sought after lifestyle correspondent. And now you know why, because of all that she shares with us. Amy, you're such a blessing.
A month. Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, lots of discussion about big tech's interference with our free speech, our First Amendment right. And did they jump the shark in this whole situation in squashing that report about Hunter Biden? And have they gone too far? Is this calling the question? Well, Jack Dorsey is going to go to the Hill this week. He's got some explaining to do. With us right now from PluggedIn.com is Adam Holtz, the director of said department at Focus on the Family. Hey, Mr. Adam, how's the puppy doing?
Puppy is doing great. My 10-year-old daughter just wandered in with a question on her face holding the dog. So I hope that there has not just been an accident while we were talking. But you know what? This too shall pass, even if it happened.
Well, this is why you have handy wipes.
That's right.
And you know, and these things like that, it just, you know, very rarely is there permanent damage that is done. So, life with a new puppy is kind of fun. But once you get on the other side of that, you know, where they're gnawing everything and you're getting housebroken and stuff like that, there's no doubt they're a total blessing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, totally. And he's been great. He's been great.
Well, that's good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, this 230 law that Big Tech's been able to get away from, because originally when they first talked about it, it's just like anything with the government. They don't seem to adjust with the adjustments, you know, said people, you know, come under. They do it with, you know, taxpayers, and they'll do it with us. But when it's with big entities that have lots of money that keep putting big dollars into their political wallets, they seem to kind of turn a blind eye. But we just can't do this any further. I mean, because big tech continues to hold back and compromise our First Amendment right to free speech. And this latest episode with Joe Biden and the computer and their reasoning on it was quite hysterical and duplicitous based on previous performances, whether it had to do with Donald Trump or any conservative group. It didn't matter if something was hacked or if there was anonymity to it. It got reported, right?
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's an enormous, almost unfathomable amount of power and influence baked into the social media cake with Facebook and Twitter and Google, you know, the so-called FANG stocks, Apple. And I think we kind of know that intuitively. I remember I was at church a while back, and church was just about over, and I got an alert from Google saying 19 minutes till home. And it freaked me out, Bill. Google knows where I am. They know where I'm going. And they're trying to be helpful and telling me how long it will take to get there. But the truth was, I was just about to walk out of church. And
they knew.
And they knew. And so I think that the political angle of the story is enormous, and I agree with you. It's scandalous, really.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger issue is the amount of information and data that is being harvested by us with every click, with every swipe, with every page view is pretty staggering. And I want to turn it just a little bit in a plugged-in direction. There's a new documentary, well, relatively new, it came out a couple months ago, documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. And if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Mm-hmm. It'll curl your hair if you have any left. I don't have very much to curl, but and it's basically interviewing a bunch of people who helped to create the infrastructure at all of these different organizations. So they talk to people from Google, from Twitter, from Facebook. They talk to the guy who invented the like button, and they talk about how social media literally is watching, I mean, not social media as some personified entity, but the algorithms,
yes,
everything they use, they're watching every second that all of us spend online. And they're constantly adjusting their algorithms to get you to spend more time online. And that's the end goal, because then they can sell that data, and that's how they make money. And
Exactly. It's
a pretty chilling documentary, actually. And the guy who invented the like button talks about how we were trying to do something positive and uplifting and redemptive, and he said we were just so naive about how it would ultimately be used as a manipulative money-making tool. And there are lots of moments like that in that documentary.
Well, the computers have taken over.
We
were warned about this, and this is what's happened. And the amazing thing, like you said, is that we so willingly give them our information, you know, millions of people. Their personal information is downloaded, turned into an algorithm, and it comes out cash dollars for them.
Right.
And what benefit do we get other than, you know, the convenience of the app, I guess?
Right. And we've all been the frog in the kettle, right?
Yes, exactly.
One of the guys in this documentary says exactly what you just said. He said, you know, we're worried about a Terminator-style robotic takeover. And he said, the AI has already taken over. And it's dictating all of this. And another woman who helped design the AI basically admitted, we created this machine learning program. We don't even really know how it works once they set it loose in the wild. So it's not even, to a large extent, under direct human control, although obviously in the current story we're talking about, there's some direct human control there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's just a wake-up call to where we're at in terms of how people are using information about us, often against us or to get us to spend money.
Well, again, you know, with everything that should be part of the American experiment, It's kind of like, you know, the doctor's inherent law to do no harm.
Right.
And our democracy should do no harm. It should do good. It should be a blessing, not a curse.
Right.
So, you know, for them to allow, I say them, the powers that we've elected and create these bureaucracies and these social media giants, this is just way too big. We can't control it. And the entities, I mean, they're so tied into the body, the electoral process and politics and that, that here they are. I mean, they are influencing, they're doing everything they can to influence the results. This is all about results. It's all about what they can produce. And right now, they're all in, as the CEO of Google said on that night in 2016, that Donald Trump would not get reelected. As far as it would count on them and their organization, they were going to do everything they could to keep that from happening. Well, you know, here we are 4 years later, and they're still alive, and they're doing, they're all in.
Yep,
and then the people are sitting here wondering, going, how do they get away with this? How can they squash a story about Hunter Biden, but yet on mere theory and suggestion and lies and a falsified document, they can put Donald Trump and his presidency through the ringer?
Right. No, it's an unprecedented level of power, and I think the tricky thing is, how do you undo it? I mean, the genie is so far out of the bottle that I would be all for a much higher level of regulation and oversight. But thankfully, that's above my pay grade.
It's above all our pay grade. We were just talking with Phil Hotzenpiller. You know, once the genie's out of the bottle, I mean, really, there's only one person, I believe, that can put that back in the bottle, and that's God Himself.
Right.
We don't have the wherewithal. It's so complicated. Like you said, there are certain aspects of AI that are running on their own that even the people, the originators, this is really hell. Hell on the loose here right now.
Right.
Sprock Zarathustra, right? I mean, this is kind of where we are. And until we really find ourselves in right now, you know, the Democrats can feel like, okay, they're in control. They've got this right where they want it. And it's all outcome based. Well, what happens when the outcome doesn't happen?
Right. Well, and what happens, I mean, again, the thing can turn on a dime. And they may think that they're in control, but they're not in control. You know,
exactly.
The outcome is one that's favorable to them right now, but
so they think.
I mean, yeah, exactly. But the thing has a mind of its own, both literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, and we don't need government giving them tax exemption or giving them any kind of exemption to come under, to be looked at as a utility versus a publisher. And what they're doing right now is they're characterizing themselves more as publishers, and they're influencing, you know, we the people in ways that, you think, okay, all right, so they squash a story. But what, I mean, that's nothing compared to, like you said, all the other things that are happening in the shadows that we don't even know about.
Well, and that's what the social dilemma talks about. Maybe the most chilling thing is that the polarization that we're seeing in society could potentially be linked directly to how the algorithms work, because when it comes to social media, they feed you more stuff from people who agree with you. And so you think that reality is only one way. And one of the guys said, how is it that we can talk to somebody and think, well, how can they think that? How can they believe that? And he said, it's because social media has so reinforced their worldview that they can't even conceive of a different way of thinking about things.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Well, you see, with Donald Trump, I mean, when you got 95%, even just in the real world, as far as the media is concerned, purposely reporting negative things and finding a way to turn everything negative, because no matter what they're talking about, they can talk about little puppies, and somehow, you know, the puppy goes to the bathroom and it's Donald Trump's fault.
Right.
I mean, it's that obtuse. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We always have to come back to, it's got to be Donald Trump's fault.
Right. You're right.
And so people go, oh, let me out of this. I'm so fed up. I'm tired. I'm weary of this. Just make it go away. And now we're going to elect somebody who obviously has some mental deficiencies and dubiousness. And so this is what the people want, because, like you said, they've controlled the narrative to such a degree to say, well, this is what everybody's thinking. Right. And, of course, you want to be like everybody else, right?
Right. There's tremendous power in peer pressure.
Check out pluggedin.com for more information. Thank you, Adam Holtz.
What's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.